I walked one summer morning under a watercolored sky, when I beheld a full and lovely tree. I ate from her bough the date she offered me, and to my surprise, she spoke to me. Would you like to hear the story of how I came to be? I was a seed full of promise, but I would take some 80 years to grow. So I needed a dreamer to plant and to risk, a dreamer who believed it could be so. Now the dreamer must have known that it was doubtful that I'd bear fruit before the dreamer died. But great love for the dream seed made it worth it anyway. Others after me will know the reason why. Yes, I've always known that we must live by the love of what we may never see. Yes, I've always known that we must live by the love of what we may never see. I listened as I sat in her wisdom and her shade. I sensed that there was more for her to tell. Nestled closer still, for our talk had made us friends. And I begged of her, please tell me more, for your story is beginning to echo in my soul. The dreamer gathered me in hand and blessed me, then placed me in the earth where I could grow. And each day I was watered with tears and laughter too, protected when the icy winds would blow. Now the seasons came and went while I grew stronger, and before too long my dates would ready be. But the dreamer who was planned to die before my dates were ripe, so the feast I gave the dreamer did not see. Yes, I've always known that we must live by the love of what we may never see. Yes, I've always known. Dreamer's love for me, and her gift was truth. Now my heart could see that there's a dreamer and a planter and a seed inside of me. So I will plant a seed full of promise, for I believe that dream seeds live to grow. And I will gather all the dreamers who will plant and who will risk, and together we will live the truth we know. Yes, I've always known that we must live by the love of what we may never see.
I've always known that we must live by the love of what we may never see.
Yes, I've always known that we